Is the Lord Jesus in our midst, or is he not? Like the people in the time of Moses, we also make that complaint every so often. And I'm sure that during these times of this virus, there are many people who are saying that. Is the Lord in our midst, or is he not? But if today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. The Lord is in our midst, and we come to know that at different times, in different ways, in different places. And usually it's one of the Trinity that speaks to us the most. One occasion it might be the Father, another occasion it might be Jesus the Lord, or another occasion it might be the Holy Spirit. If today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. Because the Lord does come to us different times, different places, different ways. We have to be alert for that. And we have to pray for that. For me, this journey of listening to one of the Trinity began when I was a junior in high school. I was at the Assumption Abbey in Richardson, and we were having religion class. And I raised my hand and I asked Father Benedict, "Father Benedict, what does it mean when we say at Mass, just before the Our Father, we say, through him, with him, and in him? What does that mean?" And he said, "Oh, Bits, sit down. You won't understand it anyway." It's probably true. At that time, probably couldn't really understand it very well. But it was a desire of mine. It was a desire of mine that I really come to understand that. And it was in my senior year when we were just gathered, probably 10 of us in one of our rooms, and we were just visiting. We had just finished studying. It was 9 o'clock, time to lock up for the night. And so it was just a time of listening to each other and being with each other, a time of kindness and gentleness. And suddenly, while I was sitting in the midst of that, it all of a sudden came to me, through him, with him, and in him. And all of a sudden, it was a much deeper understanding of what that meant. So that when I celebrate the Eucharist and I say those words, through him, with him, in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. That everything we do, because we are baptized, we do in and through and with the Lord. We are part of the body of Christ. We are the church. So everything we do in and with the Lord. Deep understanding of the Lord in my life and what that meant. And then there was a desire to come and get to know the Father. And that also was, I wanted a deeper understanding of the Father's great love for me. And it was finally one evening when I was praying, and it wasn't too long ago, probably 5 years ago, I was praying and wanted to really know the Father. But at that time, I was thinking of my family that had died. And so the image I had was of my parents, my siblings who had died, and looking down at me and smiling at me and really loving me. And as I was enjoying that and really letting that be a part of my life, that they are really looking down at me and loving me, then gradually from the side there was a figure that came in and suddenly was there at the back of the group, not at the front, but at the back of the group. And it was the Father, God the Father, smiling with my family, loving with my family, smiling on me. Well, that's my picture that I have, at least at this time, of God the Father. Being with my family, my siblings, smiling at me. And then there was the Holy Spirit, the giver of gifts. And it was a few years ago when someone told me that I had said something that really made someone else very angry. Very angry. But I had said it to them 17 years before someone told me. Before I got to know it. So then it was, well, what do I do now? What do I do now? I had to go and ask forgiveness from that person. But would that person be willing to accept it? So I went to that person, and I just briefly had a chance to say that I'm sorry that I made some remark that really hurt you. But that's all I got to say. And then it went on. And I wanted to say that in a deeper way with that person. Not just to say those words, but to really talk about that and really ask forgiveness. But the person never really let me. Whenever I tried to come in contact with the person, somehow he arranged everything so that I could see him, but I really could never talk because there were always people around. And I kept trying. For a period of 3 years, I kept trying. And I never could get a chance to really talk to him. And finally, it was a Saturday, and I was coming into town from the U of Mary, and I said, I'm going to try it today to see if I can talk to that person again. And then I said, but Holy Spirit, it's time for you. I've been trying for a long time, and I've not succeeded here. So Holy Spirit, you got to do it, because I can't. So I drove by his business place, and it was kind of quiet, and there's really nobody around. But there was a car sitting in front of the business place, and I thought, well, maybe he's in. But I really was kind of scared, and I couldn't see anything around there, and I looked, and so I turned the wheels of my car, was ready to go, and just as I turned ready to go, I thought I saw someone inside of my eye. So I swung the car around, and I couldn't see anybody. And there still was that car. So I thought to myself, did he hide behind the car now? So he doesn't have to talk to me? Should I go and look if he's behind the car? Or what should I do? The Holy Spirit kept saying, just keep on. And so I got out of my car and I went towards the other one and, with hesitation, looked behind the car, and there was nobody there. And I thought, what happened here? I thought I saw somebody. And as I turned again, ready to go, out of the side of my eye, I saw something in the window. So I turned towards the window, and there he was, waving for me to come in. And I couldn't believe that. I said, I must be somebody else, Must be somebody else. But I went into the business place, and then he came out of the office, and he said, come on in. I'm glad you're here. And so we went into his office, and I sat down, and he sat down, and I just simply said, I'm so sorry that I've been a pain for you for 20 years. When I said something to you that really hurt you, and you've been carrying that around for 20 years, I'm so sorry. I hope you can forgive me. And all he said was simply, I forgive you. And both of us just sat there. And finally he got up, walked around the desk and came over and gave me a great big hug. And I left. And I really was aware that it was the Holy Spirit that was working, because I had tried everything else and it never worked. And I knew that the Holy Spirit was working in his heart and in my heart. So I have experienced the Holy Spirit in that forgiveness. And that's what we often say, you know, as we celebrate the sacrament of reconciliation. Through the ministry of the Holy Spirit, may God protect you from all evils. It's always through the ministry of the Holy Spirit. May God give you pardon and peace. And I'm ever so more aware now of the Holy Spirit of action, the Holy Spirit who helps people do things, the Holy Spirit who helps me to do things and to seek peace and reconciliation. Is the Lord in our midst, or is he not? Sometimes we will feel that he is really absent. But even then, we have to know that the Holy Spirit and one of the Trinity is always with us. Sometimes the Father, sometimes the Son, sometimes the Holy Spirit. Just have to keep that in mind. Is the Holy Spirit within us, or is he not? If today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. And reassert for yourself that one of the members of the Trinity indeed is with us and expresses that love in a very unique way. Today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts.